You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian economy is technically emerging from recession, but still has some way to go before returning to pre-pandemic levels. The government has declared better than expected national accounts, which are the implementation of accounting techniques measuring the economic activity of a nation. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg issued a message of hope and positivity.
My message to the Australian community is that Australia's economy is coming back. The economic recovery is well underway. There is real cause for optimism and hope. Australia is better placed than nearly any other country in the world to make this comeback from COVID-19. And that should give them confidence to go out and conduct their normal lives.
After falling 7%, GDP grew 3.3% in September, which is the largest quarterly increase since 1976. The economy is still, however, 3.8% smaller than it was a year ago.
Technically, Australia's recession may be over, but Australia's economic recovery is not. There is a lot of ground to make up, and many Australian households and many Australian businesses are doing it tough, very tough.
Household spending has rebounded from a 12.5% collapse to 7.9% growth. Treasurer Frydenberg says the relaxing of COVID-19 restrictions was the catalyst for improvement.
As the restrictions are being eased, Australian families are getting out there and starting to spend again. We saw a massive drop in household consumption in the last quarter, and now it's picked up. It's a story of the restrictions being eased and Australians being able to get about and do what they do best. Travel around, go out to cafes and restaurants, visit their GP, incur other health expenses, a bit more shopping.
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers is critical of his counterpart's conduct while millions of Australians are suffering.
It's not clear to us why the Treasurer is patting himself on the back. There are great dangers in declaring victory at halftime here. We shouldn't be declaring victory over this recession too early when too many people are struggling. Too many people are without work or without the hours that they need at work. So we need less smirk from the Treasurer and more work for millions of Australians who are looking for it.
The effective unemployment rate has dropped from its peak of 14.9% to 7.4%. Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe warns there is a very challenging economic journey of recovery ahead.
Since we last met, the economic news has on balance been better than we're expecting. These positive figures, though, cannot hide the reality that the recovery will be uneven and it will be bumpy and it will be drawn out. It will not be until the end of 2021 that we again reach the level of output recorded at the end of 2019.
A coronavirus supplement to the welfare payment will be further wound back to $150 per fortnight as the support is continued for another 3 months next year. This means the total job seeker payment will reduce from $815 a fortnight to $715 a fortnight from the 1st of January. The federal government is still considering a permanent increase to JobSeeker, whereas JobKeeper will gradually reduce from January to March, which is when the scheme is scheduled to end. Elsewhere, the coalition is being mocked for consistently using the word comeback.
The comeback.
The comeback.
Our economic comeback.
The McCormick-Morrison government's comeback.
This comeback belongs to the Australian people. It belongs to the Australian people.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese criticising his counterpart for what he describes as a marketing slogan.
1.4 million Australians are underemployed, and for Australians who have jobs, wages growth is at record lows. Why is the government congratulating itself and using marketing slogans when so many Australians don't have a job?
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalo-Konomos, SBS News.